Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Welcome to Life Unapologetic with Athena. I'm super excited about this episode that we're gonna be doing. I'm trying out something new. I wanted to do a story time. I've been reading some amazing books, and I just kind of feel like I'm on the journey by myself. So I wanted to bring some others with me on the journey of story time. And so we're going to be, over a course of time and episodes, we're going to be reading excerpts out of the book, The King's Prophetic Voice, something that kind of resonates with me over time and working with clients and working with individuals is that a lot of times they don't know if they hear the voice of God. They don't know if God hears their voice. They don't really know how the Holy Spirit speaks to them, etc. And so this book is so phenomenal in the areas of how it teaches on the voice of God and the ways that we can hear the voice of God and the ways that we experience the voice of God. And so I wanted to bring that element to these platforms that I broadcast from. I'm always moving with God, and you know, that's always me pivoting. And so I'm not afraid to pivot. I'm not afraid for things to not look a certain way all the time. So I'm excited about this particular book read because in this year of 2022, and I like to say the seasons that I've been in, I've been experiencing God speaking in different ways. And I don't know about you, but when this first started happening to me, it kind of threw me off because you're used to, you know, your routine with God, or maybe you're used to the way that he normally speaks to you, or maybe you're used to him showing up a certain way. And so when that changes, it can be confusing. It can be scary. It can seem like maybe you're not hearing God. Maybe you've drawn far from God, or he's drawn far from you. I'm just talking about my experience. And so as I've been recognizing just the different layers of God and how he shows up and how he speaks to really keep us in a fresh way, right? He switches things up. And let me just speak for me. And I'm excited about this episode. I'm excited about the different platforms that's joining us on this episode, because I think this book is going to be really instrumental in opening our eyes to the different ways that God may be moving in your life, in my life, or in the different seasons of your life. And so one thing that I had noticed this year is that God was speaking heavily in numbers. He's still speaking in numbers. And that really threw me off because I had never really thought about hearing God or God communicating to me outside of how I hear from him. There's many different ways that we prophetically hear from God. Some hear from God in visions and dreams. We're going to do a book on that too, y'all. I'm super excited about the prophetic book that will be after this story time read. But and some of us, we get the audible voice of God, which is super cool. I don't know about you, but the first time that happened for me, my first experience freaked me out. I'm just going to be honest. It was phenomenal, but it was so intimidating because there's so much power that comes behind the audible voice of God. And I oftentimes feel like we as human beings aren't really set up to handle that pressure that comes with that experience. But I'm grateful to say that I've had that audible experience. You know, we always hear it in the different religious sectors, the still small voice. And sometimes as believers, if we don't hear physically, right, audibly in our natural ear, that still small voice, it can be frustrating because sometimes that's the only way we think we hear from God, and that's not necessarily the truth. And so this book is really going to open up our understanding of ways that God may be speaking to you that you didn't realize. It may introduce a new perspective and mindset of hearing from God that may open up additional experiences for you that I'm excited about. Let me tell y'all something. One thing about sound and one thing about sound and thoughts or sound and the mind is that when we hear something, it gives the opportunity to introduce us to something new, something more that opens up possibilities that weren't there before. I think this is why God is so big about what we allow ourselves to ingest, whether it's through our ears, our eyes, right? The things, the content, the information, because once you're introduced to it, it can open up possibilities that weren't there. Some for good, some for bad. It just depends on how you are disseminating the information. And so let's jump into this read, The King's Prophetic Voice. This story time is The King's Prophetic Voice. We're actually jumping into the introduction, The King Reveals Mysteries. Let me tell y'all something. One of the scriptures in the Bible that really fascinates me is that God's glory is to conceal a matter, and it's our responsibility to seek those things out. And I don't know about you, but mysteries are super intriguing, especially when they have to do with your life, right? Your finances, your health, your relationships, your family, things of that nature. You really want to know God's mysteries on those things, but how can we know if we don't hear? And how can we hear unless it's not introduced to us in some way, shape, or form? So Daniel, and here we go with the numbers. I'm telling you guys, this phenomenon of numbers for me is just mind-blowing because I never pictured in my walk with God that I would hear from him in numbers. I never knew that there was a method, right? A methodology of really decoding what God is saying through numbers. It takes work, it takes time, it takes dedication and commitment, but it's worth it because in that time, dedication, and commitment, you really are spending quality time with God. And so what I've noticed with God changing the way that he communicates with me is that he really is just pushing me to spend more time with him. He's shaking things up. He's showing me a different layer. And sometimes it gets a little complex. The normal 111 or 1111, or maybe we see 444 or 555, those seem pretty simplistic and going after what he's saying. But when he switches it up to like 414 or 212, it's like, okay, God, what are you saying? Okay, I know what one means. I know what two means. But now what are you saying with the four and the one in the middle of two fours? It can get very complex. But again, those are the mysteries, the concealed things of God. And so what I've learned in this time after going through a frustrating point of trying to figure it out is that, God, you really just want time with me. Like, you really want to show me some deeper things. Like, you find me worthy to chase after these new methods and ways of your character and your attributes. Like, that is an honor. That is a privilege. And I don't know many people who walk around saying, God is showing me different ways, or God is speaking to me in different ways, or God is honoring me with opportunities to learn more about him. Because what we notice in this time and age is everyone is stressed about their lives or circumstance or situations or the pandemic or Bitcoin and the metaverse and all of these other things. And we get so far removed from just spending time with God. And so let's jump into The King Reveals Mysteries. For this story time read, it might be super short because it is the introduction, but we're going to come back tomorrow and we're going to jump into chapter one. I'm super excited. Go on this journey with me, you guys, and see what you get. And so we're going to start with Daniel 2:22, chapter 2, verse 22. If you are not seeking God, or if God is not showing you numbers, I would ask God to show you numbers, because it's just phenomenal when you begin to realize that there's so much biblical truth to numbers. You think about Noah and how God told him to take two of each. And as you look through the word of God, once you really understand the concept of numbers, you understand that God created numbers, right? He created numbers. He created time, which is numbers. In the Hebrewic language, it was all number based. It wasn't necessarily letter based. And so it's so phenomenal to think of all of the intricacies that God did in time and in numbers and just in the different forms of language. So Daniel 2:2:2 says, "He reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him." He reveals the hidden things. And I love that he knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. And so as we walk through our different seasons, I like to say seasons because there's so much you get in a season. There's so much that happens in a season. I'm gonna try not to preach. I really am. I've been away from broadcasting and releasing content because I've been focused on my virtual community, the Spiritual Growth Academy. So I'm gonna try to hold back, but I just love when God shows up in the room. But what I get out of this text before we jump into the book read is that God knows what lies in darkness. God knows the lies that lie in darkness. Y'all got to catch this. These are the mysteries. These are the metaphors, the metaphoric way that God speaks. And I was watching a YouTube video, and I'm not going to get far off the topic, but there was a comment on this particular YouTube video that was speaking about sowing and reaping in terms of finance. And the comment was, "I never understood sowing and reaping and how that related to money." And immediately the Holy Spirit began to talk to me about the privilege and the access that we have through relationship, through intimacy with him, walking with Holy Spirit and talking with him and interacting with him, and how the things that most won't understand when it comes to the word of God, There's a access that you reach to understand the mysteries, the metaphors, the dark sayings, sometimes through and in the word of God, that is not seen to the average eye. It's not seen by everyone. But the time that we spend to spend with God and with his spirit, the Holy Spirit, the more access we get to the understanding of the different metaphors, of the different parables of the word of God. And so even reading this scripture, you would probably read through it and say, "He knows what lies in darkness and light dwells in him." But would you think of it in the context of your season, your circumstance, or your situation, that God knows what lies in the darkness that you're experiencing? God knows what lies within your hardship. God knows what lies within the negative experiences that you're having, maybe even now, even this month or last month. I know I had a rough few weeks and it was very difficult. I know that I was fighting with depression, and I know that the suicide spirit tried to show up a couple of times. Life is real. Like, this is not a game. It's not a joke. And so I thank God that he knows what lies in darkness. He knows the lies that the enemy is going to try to bring to you and I about our circumstance or our situation or our mental health or our emotional state, right? He knows the lies that the enemy is going to try to speak into our finances, or the lack of, or the brokenness of our relationships, or the lack of, or the false diagnoses of our health, right? He knows what lies. And so If you skim through that text, you'll miss all of that goodness. But what does it end with? Light dwells in him. And so if I spend time with him, if I lean into his mysteries as he gives the access and the opportunity for them to be revealed, the light is going to overshadow the darkness, and I'll see the truth of my reality. I'll see the hope in my situation. I'll see the light at the end of the tunnel. Come on, somebody. somebody. I don't know about you, but that's good, good to me. That is good, good to me. If you look at the number 2 or 222 as the scripture text is Daniel 222, it speaks of open doors. It speaks of double doors. It speaks of authority to decree God's purposes. Come on, some of us need to declare and decree some of God's purposes. It speaks of a surety in God's promises. Come on, somebody. God's promises are true. They are yes and they are amen. Okay, so be it. Amen means to so be it. They are yes and so be it. It means that it is done. It also relates to the keys of the kingdom. When you spend time with God, you get access to the keys of the kingdom. I don't care what your journey looks like. I know the enemy came after me the last few weeks about my journey and the decisions that I've made, good, bad, and indifferent on my journey to this point in my life with God, and how the devil tried to use my past to reflect on my present, to end or disrupt my future. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but sometimes people like to dig up your past as blackmail to try to affect where you are now and change the narrative of your reality, of your destiny, and try to stop or circumvent or prevent you from going into your future. I don't know why I went in that direction, but let me come back. I told y'all I'm gonna try not to preach. I'm also doing my podcast, y'all. This, y'all are listening to me also recording my podcast, so I'm super stoked to be back in the podcasting space. I'm just in awe of God and all the access. So let's jump into the read. The King Jesus reveals secrets of the age and wisdom for the everyday. King Jesus reveals secrets of the age. What are we in now? We are in a age, right? We are in a time within a season of times, right? And so in this age, in this time where electronics are the norm, where tons of information and downloads and content are overly accessible, God is still revealing secrets of this age and wisdom for the everyday. What is this saying? We need wisdom for the everyday. We can't walk or make it without wisdom in our everyday lives. We need wisdom in order to make it through the day in an effective way. To those who take time to know him and recognize his voice, it is an adventure. God's voice has been the rudder in life's stormy times. It has certainly filled me with courage to step out and do things that initially I thought were impossible. Come on, somebody. God's voice, it's an encourager. At other times, his voice has made me laugh, mostly at myself. I've definitely learned that God is not boring and he has a personality I've enjoyed getting to know. I can certainly say that I found God through his voice in my life to be more loving, more holy, more creative, more out of the box, more playful than I ever imagined. Yes, yes, God is. He's funny. He thinks outside of the box. He is holy and he is lovely. The God I know has surprised me at times with how he gets a message across. I don't know about you, but he surprised me sometimes at how he's going to get his message across in our lives. He doesn't seem to mind shocking us or smashing some of our ideas of what are acceptable ways to hear his voice. God doesn't mind silencing the lies or the misconceptions or the false perspectives of how we think we're supposed to hear from God. Holy Spirit is bringing to my remembrance Elijah, and when he had did that mighty act in obedience to God, how Jezebel threatened to kill him, and out of fear he ran. And so when he hid himself in a cave, he experienced all of these different elements that he assumed to be God. And so God had no problem with smashing his ideas of what he thought would be God's voice in that time. And when he got still, 22 listeners, I'm just saying on wisdom, I'm just saying numbers are effective. God is speaking through numbers. He always blows me away when he he does that and shows me different aspects. Not that I'm doing this on the 2nd of 2022. I'm just saying there are some open doors, y'all. There are some double doors. Come on, somebody. There's some assurity of promises in your life. This is not coincidental. I'm just obeying what God told me to do, and it's aligning biblically in numbers with what he's saying about my life and about your life. I've sometimes thought I knew how he speaks, or more to the point, how he didn't speak. And time and time again, God seems to have enjoyed blowing up my small thinking and expanding my idea of just how big he is, and also expanding my faith to live beyond my limitations. Here's something else about learning to hear God's voice in a different myriad of ways. It advances your faith. It further develops your faith. I believe that God has given us all a measure of faith. And I believe that faith, if we apply time and action to it, can be further developed and strengthened and fortified and even more effective. And part of developing our faith, outside of taking action prophetically, right, is learning how we hear from God and how we move and pivot at God's voice. What always astounds me, though, is just how much God enjoys a good conversation and leading me into wisdom in ways that honestly make me smile and say, wow. I remember wanting wisdom from God and saying, God, I want wisdom. I want divine wisdom. I want your wisdom. I don't want my wisdom. I don't want the world's wisdom. Like, I want true divine wisdom, that pure wisdom, that knowledge, that insight, right? I want that good stuff. And I remember reading in the Bible that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And I remember my retort to fear because of my past and trauma and dealing with fear. I said, God, I'm never going to get wisdom if I have to fear you, because I have a bad taste in my mouth for any forms of fear. And so God began to teach me more relatable ways of what he was saying. And one word that he used for me was awe. He says, Athena, you being in awe of me will also give you the access to wisdom. So I'm going to awe you. I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to do things in your life that will keep you in a state of awe. In retrospect, You're going to fearfully respect me because I'm going to blow your mind. Some people say blow your mind. Come on, y'all. Some of us need to be wowed by God so that we are in awe of him. And by that respect, and through that way, we reverently fear him with a fear of respect and not a trigger of trauma, right? But we fear God in his entirety of who he is and what he's capable of and what he does and how faithful he is and how consistent he is and how he never disappoints and how he always shows up. And in that process of love and intimacy, of just being in awe of God and learning to reverently fear him, being wowed by God, we move closer to him. We get further access. We all know that we are supposed to talk to him through prayer. Everybody knows that, whether we do it or not, whether we half-step it, whether we fully understand it. But it astounds me how much he likes to talk to us. He not only loves us, he likes us. I need y'all to get that in your spirit, okay? He not only loves us, but he likes us. It's not just a point to an end in the Bible or in a story. God actually loves and likes to spend time with us. He loves to interact with us. And I think this is why so many times you'll hear individuals who understand intimacy say that as much as we talk with God, that we need to listen. Because as much as he loves to hear us and take our petitions and our requests, he likes to talk to us. He likes to interact and communicate with us in his own way. And he loves sometimes to make that way a mystery. And for me, obviously, this year and this past two quarters has been through numbers. I was frustrated earlier this week or last week, and I said, God, you keep showing me these numbers and I keep reading them and I keep taking screenshots when I see the numbers or taking a photo of where you draw my attention to a certain display of numbers. But I'm tired of taking all these pictures. What are you saying? And I remember I was so frustrated in that time. And he reminded me of a course that I'm going to be doing in my virtual platform, the Spiritual Growth Academy, on biblical numbers and their meanings. And so I went to read some of the material, some of the content, and he was really talking to me about, as I go into this next month in the second quarter, to have focus, to be focused. He began to talk about unity, to make sure that I walk in unity and that I facilitate in my platforms the opportunity for unity, right? Not causing division or being controversial in a sense, but just unity. So let's look at the supernatural is not weird to God, it's his normal. The supernatural is not weird to God, it's his normal. There's no denying we are in extreme times of late, when people are desperate for hope and need the real God who shows up in real ways. I don't know about you, but I can see where people are desperate in this time where life is not the same. I think, and I need to stay focused on these pages and get through this, but I feel like when the pandemic hit, it messed up the new normal, right? It messed up the normal. You'll hear so many people say, I can't wait till we get back to normal. I can't wait till things get back to normal. And some thought, well, when things open up, it's back to normal. And others thought, well, when we don't have to wear masks, it's back to normal. But I think we all can agree that there is no normal as it once was. It's almost as if there's a new normal. And so nothing is weird to God. God understands everything, including the supernatural. As we navigate constantly shifting circumstances, this is true, the need for revelation from God in our daily lives is at the forefront of our prayers. What I love about God is how real he is, constantly speaking into our place of need. The supernatural is not weird to God, it's his normal. In remembering that, we can see God for who he is and not miss the burning bush, right? Come on, somebody needs a burning bush in their life. Somebody needs that bush that gives them their assignment, their purpose, that gives them instruction and understanding. Small clouds and the rushing wind moments lay up as treasures for our hearts. And I love that rushing wind. I do these daily audible prayers on Instagram, and I usually share them in the reels. And yesterday, God said, decree and declare in your prayer at the end a refreshing wind that I'm blowing from heaven. And I usually sit with Holy Spirit about the different visuals that go with each prayer. And it's always based around water at times. Hopefully, maybe he'll change that, but I'm cool with it. But there was this visual of the view coming from above and going down as if God was blowing a refreshing wind on the earth, and those who would hear the prayer, God was decreeing and declaring a refreshing wind, a renewing wind, a recalibrating wind that he's blowing. And how many know that the breath of God is life? And so he was blowing a refreshing wind on things that seemingly were dead in our past week, past month, past year, past dream, past visions. God was bringing renewed hope. And so check that reel out on Instagram. It definitely blessed me. As we read these pages, we will ignite with childlike wonder and excitement for the season, adding hope where the world has only spoken gloom. We will find clarity as our part of this season, right? We all need clarity. We need clarity for next steps. We need clarity for our decisions. We need clarity in our purpose. We need clarity in our businesses. We need clarity on our jobs, in our relationships, in our finances, in our health. God, bring clarity to these parts of our individual seasons, right? We come together collectively in worship and honoring of God, but we sometimes have to walk away individually, and we still yet lack clarity. God's prophetic voice is constantly leading us into our destiny and imparting the practical wisdom we need for the current times. He's also speaking to us as our Heavenly Father who cares about our hearts. For this reason, sometimes he just wants to make you smile by saying, "I've got you, little one." And I love the way that God has taught me that I can come to him in different ways. I can come to him as Abba, right? That loving, that nurturing, caring aspect of his nature. I can come to him as Father, who is more of the reprimand, the more structured, the more put you in your place in a loving way. And I can come to him as just judge of the universe, decreeing and declaring and really hearing what the enemy might be saying on behalf of my family, which is my relationships, my finances, or my health. And really doing those heart checks and allowing him to release his grace and his mercy, right, upon us. I got 30 minutes, y'all. I got 30 minutes. I got to get off. All right. So God speaks your language. Whatever your language is, I'm here to tell you, God speaks your language. The Bible is our foundation, but we must remember that God isn't a textbook. He's the living God who speaks into our everyday. A living God, by definition, speaks. I never want to lose the joy or wonder of hearing God in my life. Never shall I ever lose that joy. In what I term common ways, including his word, the Bible, and an inner still small voice, or through any other way God chooses to speak and reveal a mystery of the eternal realm to me. I love his voice, even the out-of-box ways he leads me from mystery to message. And she said common ways. And as you guys have listened to me time and time again on some of my conversations that I've held on broadcast, God has been dealing with me in the terms of common thread, a continuous conversation that he's having between myself and him. We need the living God in our mindsets, right? We need the living God in our midst. And we can't afford to miss recognizing what he's saying, especially in this season. I think God wanted me to do this story time and read these different books that he selects because we need to hear God in this season. Some of us really need to know that we know that we hear him, to know that we know that there's clarity, that there's direction. I believe that it's a hard time for a lot of individuals. There are prosperous times as well. But at the end of the day, when you sit with yourself, there may be some things that you're working through that, as we said, the number 222, you need an open door. Some of us need open double doors. Some of us need God to encourage us again that we have the authority to decree his purposes in our lives, in our communities, over our family, our finances, our health. We need a surety of his promises, and we need to be reminded that if we align with heaven, we hold the keys to the kingdom. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We must grow greater discernment. We must grow greater discernment and focus on his voice and ways, if for no other reason than our children deserve this. I don't know about you, but I want to leave a legacy for my daughter. May we leave them a legacy, and I didn't read that before, y'all, I promise, of a generation that recognizes when and how the King speaks. If ever there was a season to be attuned to God's wisdom, I think we have found that season. If ever there was a time for us to get away from the religious perspective and perceptions and ideologies that keep us stuck, that put God in a box, that brings about division, even in the body of believers, that season is now. If ever there was a time to believe God when he said, "Behold, I do a new thing. Can you not hear?" The time is now. We need to recognize when he speaks, how he speaks, and move and pivot in that trajectory as he tells and leads us to. If ever there was a season to attune to God's voice, his wisdom, that season is now. We benefit from hearing God through other people's voices, but hearing the voice of God for ourselves has never been more crucial. I'm going to say that again. Hearing the voice of God for ourselves have never been more crucial. The last couple of weeks, I had negative interactions with people. And if I had not heard the voice of God for myself, if I had not created time and space to know God and how God speaks to me and with me for myself, I would have been lost today. I would not be doing these broadcasts. I would not be doing podcast episodes. I would not be working in my business, which is my virtual community. I would not be fasting and consecrating and praying unto God. I would probably be depressed. I would probably have withdrawn. I would probably self-isolated, because words create worlds, but words also create hurt. Words also create death, right? As much as that they can create life. And sometimes the context of conversation that people feel they have to have or need to have for whatever context that they're perceiving or thinking is not always that. And so it is crucial that you know God and you hear God's voice for yourself, which is another reason why I wanted to do this book read, is because I want to introduce ways of hearing God if ever you were confused. The last season has served to highlight the need for razor sharp clarity when it comes to hearing God and recognizing his prophetic voice and ways. Discerning the prophetic voice of the King in our own daily lives is one of the most life-giving tools we can have to navigate every season. Come on, God. Rabasi, discerning the prophetic voice of the King. It's a prophetic thing, y'all. In our own daily lives is one of the most life-giving tools we can have to navigate every season. For too long, some have regulated the voice of God to only hearing him through the Bible or the inner still small voice, as said in 1 Kings 19 and 12. This limited thinking steals the joy of real-time connection and communication with a very present and supernaturally active God. The King's prophetic voice is current and continually active, helping us not turn to the left or to the right, but to hear which way to go. We can see 2 Kings 22, verse 2. Come on, somebody. 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 2. Also 2 Chronicles 34, 2. Or Isaiah 30, chapter 30, verse 21. The thing is, many of us are hearing God speak in all manners of creative and unusual ways, just like he did in the Bible. The key is recognizing and translating the King's prophetic voice and ways alongside the word of God as our foundation. So a lot of us are hearing God. A lot of us are experiencing God in many different ways, whether we recognize it or not. It's going to take that foundation that is being laid through the word of God, through intimacy with Holy Spirit, that is going to allow you to decipher, to translate, to recognize that you actually are hearing God in many different creative ways. In my virtual community, the Spiritual Growth Academy, we have a course called Foundations of Faith. And I love this course because it's a very long course, but it literally walks you through the doctrine of Jesus from A to Z. It's almost as if it takes every Sunday message that you could hear about Jesus and puts it all into one course to lay a firm foundation, a solidified foundation by which to build upon. And then you go into other courses that we have, like knowing the voice of God and the ministry of Holy Spirit and so many others that will help you recognize. I thank God for that community. Sometimes while reading the Bible, the prophetic symbolism, supernatural signs, and divine encounters that appear constantly in its pages can be almost overlooked. Come on, somebody. We read it, but we don't really read it. We read it, but we don't really get it. We read it, but we don't fully comprehend what he's saying to us creatively. Yet I believe God wants us to expect his supernatural power to break in as we go about our daily lives and fulfill our part in the Great Commission. God reveals through scripture that he is infinitely greater than the limitations of this world. Come on, somebody. This age, this time, and vastly more powerful than the best the enemy can come up with. Somebody needs to hear that. God, he overcomes anything, even at its best, that the enemy can throw at us. And he wants you and I to see this written, this written into pages of his word. Come on, somebody. I gotta hurry up. This is good. I didn't expect for introduction to be so good. But the story of the Bible should stir us, not just as a record of history, but as an invitation into relational connection with the most glorious being who speaks with us unending creativity. Unending creativity. When you tap into that, you too have unending creativity. Let's not forget we serve the God who speaks from the burning bush, from Balaam's donkey, and through Gideon's fleece. The heavens declare the glory of God, according to Psalms 19 and 1. And angels sing, holy, 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 according to Isaiah 6 and 3. He spoke through dreams to Mary, Joseph, Daniel, and even King Nebuchadnezzar, a secular leader. Come on, somebody. You can't tell me who God is sending or who God has assigned or who God has appointed or who God has ordained to speak or to release a word. If we get out of religious rhetoric, we will see that even as he used King Nebuchadnezzar, a secular leader, he can use you and I today. Angels announced the birth of the Lord as seen by shepherds, and an angel of the Lord told Mary, the mother of Jesus, that she would give birth to the Messiah. An angel spoke to Gideon, Abraham, and Zechariah. Ezekiel had visions of wheels within a wheel. Come on, somebody. I did a whole podcast episode on that. Wheel within a wheel. That was a phenomenal series that I was blessed to be able to do. The disciple John had prophetic visions of the future. The disciple Peter had visions in Acts 10 that changed the church of that day and instructed the preaching of the gospel to Gentiles. Elijah saw a small cloud, fire fall from heaven, ran faster than a chariot, and an angel fed him when he was exhausted. Isaiah speaks of the still small voice. In Acts 2, the Holy Spirit ministers as a mighty rushing wind, and Exodus, hailstones fall on an enemy's troop, and the sun stands still to provide time for greater defeat of the enemy in Joshua. The Bible gives us much reason to compel us to know a very creative God who speaks in very supernatural ways. Y'all better get this. I read these Bible stories and I'm stirred to an uncommon pursuit to know this king, this prophetic voice who speaks, and all who came to him were healed. Matthew's 8:16 clarifies that, and whose voice still calls fishermen to be nation changers. Come on, somebody. While following along this path and hearing God speak to me, I have learned to pay attention. I know that every time God has shown me something miraculous, unusual, or mystical, he's been growing my faith to believe in the impossible and to fulfill my call, to fulfill your call. He's doing the same thing today for you and for me. We're called to a revival lifestyle and to fulfill the Great Commission. Faith for the impossible is not just a nice concept. It is an essential tool for living in these times. Every encounter is building and forging in us strength and trust in the God who still parts the Red Seas of your life and my life for our families and can build or destroy a nation in a day. Every time God speaks, he is giving us courage to rise up and shine right where we are. Come on, somebody. Oh, I got to get through this. God is still speaking. The shaking and storms are not the story right now, but rather what heaven is declaring over you and over I. What is God's strategy for you today? What is God's voice stirring in you today? As you hear God, you will be stirred to believe for the unseen and the unheard, yet mighty exploits on the earth. Revelation increases as you carve out new paths into uncharted territory. Some of us are walking into uncharted territory. Some of us are going into new spaces and new places. Some of us are growing and experiencing things that are different, oftentimes feeling uncomfortable. For instance, faith to see entire hospitals cleared out and every patient healed in a moment isn't forged without faith in the God who still turns the impossible to possible. God's prophetic interactions with us are reminders of his power beyond the circumstances we face. As we partner with God's voice of hope, we grow in authority to move mountains in our lives. This is why we need to understand the burning bush, small clouds, and rushing wind encounters in our lives today. He is reminding us that he is still powerful. We have a deliverer, and he is with us. Just how he speaks to you, my friend, God is speaking to people worldwide, sometimes through visions or strange encounters or a sign that blows their mind and makes them wonder. These prophetic signs are not beyond understanding. They are signposts to Jesus and directions for navigating well in uncertain times. As I am compelled to emphasize again, the Bible is our foundation and nothing God does or says will diminish or violate the supremacy of his word. To love God is to love his word and to desire to read it and apply it to our lives. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed. Come on, there's that breath again. And useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Therefore, the entirety of the Bible is inspired by God and must be honored as such. I am equally compelled to highlight that the Bible compels and implores us to know God in all his ways. God is the creator of the universe who continues to speak to his people in creative, experiential, and prophetically symbolic ways. The creativity of the king didn't end in the days of Genesis. Come on, somebody. As we journey together through the king's prophetic voice, you will discover the key to how God speaks in normal and prophetic ways. You will discover why God talks through supernatural signs, wonders, encounters, what he is saying, and why would he say it that way? Hallelujah. The church and the harvest field are full of people who have experienced God speaking through unusual phenomena and prophetic symbolism, just as he did in the Bible. The supernatural voice of God should not be relegated to the back rooms or supposed supernatural conferences, streams, or demonstrations. Maturity of faith, character, holiness, fear of the Lord, and biblical soundness go hand in hand with the language of the Spirit and the supernatural encounters. Come on, somebody. The supernatural prophetic voice of God is both normal and biblical. I'm going to say that again. The supernatural prophetic voice of God is both normal and supernatural. Somebody say your new normal. God speaks supernatural language and symbolism fluently, and he is constantly speaking through his prophetic voice in this way to break us out of stale, lifeless, and powerless religion. Thankfully, God speaks supernatural languages and symbolisms fluently, and he is constantly speaking through his prophetic voice in this way to break us out of stale, lifeless, and powerless religion. Come on, God is breaking that traditional religion, that staleness that we've been stuck in, that powerless state, by shaking it up, by changing it up. By making things different, by showing us things in different ways, God is saying, I'm going to break that bad habit. I'm going to get you out of that stale place. Thankfully, the prophetic has been normalized in much of the church. But we must also normalize encountering and receiving from the King's prophetic voice, even when it's mysterious, symbolic, or supernatural. In doing so, we bring solid scriptural foundation to God speaking supernaturally and validate the ways God is speaking to the harvest and many around us at this time. Come on, somebody. People around the world are having dreams, visions, and angelic encounters, hearing God through nature, having supernatural experiences such as gold dust appearing or feathers manifesting. Many smell fragrances or awaken to songs being sung over them. I can attest to that they hear in their spirit. Many are repetitively seeing the same numbers over and over, such as 111 or 1111 or 2222 or 911, to the point it's driving them to desperation to understand what God is saying. I just said that. I just said I got so frustrated at seeing the number sequences and saying, God, what are you saying? Some constantly hear fire alarms or bells ringing or trumpet sounds in their spirit. Some see pictures of people and nations drop in front of them that come with an urgency to pray. Many feel pain in their body that is not their own, or flames suddenly appear in front of them as they worship, or a glory cloud, or have felt supernatural rain falling indoors. Others see angels, dreams, vivid dreams that swear are real, or hear the echoes of God's voice through simple conversations with their children. God speaks in many different ways, but supernatural is his normal. If you have heard God speak in such ways or wondered why would he talk through symbols or mysterious ways that require interpretation, I speak joy to your heart. As we set on this journey together, conversation with God was never meant to be dull or lifeless. God is the most creative communicator and present conversationalist or conversationist of this universe. Why would we think that how he speaks to us personally today would be anything less than creative and full of life? May I kindly say that we make the mistake of assuming that if someone doesn't have constant supernatural encounters or mystical manifestations, that this person is less mature spiritually as a believer than someone who is always having wild supernatural encounters and mystical manifestations. That assumption is not true. The number of encounters we have is not the point. Our response is important. The number of encounters we have is not the point. Our response is what's important. No particular way God speaks is more elite or special than the other. Come on, somebody. The point is that God speaks. His prophetic voice activates faith we need to walk in his message to you and to I. Be ignited in hunger after God. Recognize his voice in the multiple ways he speaks changes every day. Destiny is found in discerning and translating the King's prophetic voice already in your and my midst. Come on, somebody. God is already speaking. God is already speaking. The mystical becomes a message as we translate his voice. You may have had experiences that you thought were strange, too weird, or outside of your paradigm of how God speaks. Perhaps you knew it was God speaking despite being unusual, and you are seeking wisdom to interpret its meaning in a solid, pro-supernatural, and scriptural way. In the translation of his prophetic voice, we turn the mystical into the message. Perhaps you may have so many encounters or supernatural experiences that it's overwhelming and you need simple keys to decipher what is going on. Maybe you know God is speaking to you, but you felt confused, misunderstood, or need keys to break off demonic torment in these areas and find peace as you hear his supernatural voice. And I've heard this a lot said, that because they don't understand the gift, that sometimes it is challenging, it is overwhelming, and sometimes convoluted. Every encounter you have is intended to amplify Jesus in your life and remind you of God's love and power. Might I add also your worthiness and the worth that he places on you and on me. Understanding God's voice is not primarily an intellectual pursuit. Rather, it is a pursuit of relationship. My journey hearing the King's prophetic voice has taught me that experiencing the supernatural language of the Spirit is living a supernaturally normal lifestyle. It has also taught me to value childlike faith, and that translating encounters into is not intended to be beyond the reach of every child of God. I value resources such as biblical dreams and interpretation guides and prophetic teachings, which I use to grow in wisdom. I very much appreciate the Strong's Concordance to study the origin of words and symbols, and I enjoy researching the Hebrew meanings of different numbers and words. But I want to communicate something very clearly. Understanding God's voice is not primarily an intellectual pursuit, but rather the primary pursuit of one relationship. It's not about formula, but it's about friendship with God. Somebody needs to say that. It's not about formula for all of our scientific thinkers. It's about relationship with God. Some of us are very analytic, and so we need a formula for things to make sense. God is trying to break us out of that through this journey. There is nothing like the adventure of discovering that the King of the universe sent you a personal message. It charges your insides with tangible hope. For this reason, the King's prophetic voice is vehemently warred against by the enemy. Speaking with prophetic insight and authority into current circumstances in your own life or the nations is dangerous to the devil. The enemy would rather have God's people live in perpetual confusion, fogginess, and apathy, hearing but never understanding God's word and prophetic wisdom. That day is over. Come on, somebody. That day is over. The King's prophetic voice is roaring over his people. Understanding the King's prophetic voice is more simple and yet more profound than you may have thought, more fun than you may have imagined, and more needed than ever. Our God talks and does so with such beauty and wonder. The King's prophetic voice calls you and I from the burning bush to today's destiny. Grab a pen, grab a coffee. Here we go, my friend. The King prophetic voice awaits. Listen, I hope y'all enjoyed that story time reading of The King Reveals Mystery. Tomorrow we're going to jump in to part one, recognizing the King's prophetic voice. Recognizing the King's prophetic voice. I hope that this injects some hope, injects some energy into your season, maybe your circumstance. Maybe you're going to get more revelation and more clarity on how you hear from God. I pray that this has blessed you. It definitely has blessed me. So until the next episode, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye now.